I think we're all across it, but Scans confirmed Chris Ruffick is actually on his left knee. So, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. Champion of the game. Been massive for this club. What do you say? My heart goes out to him. Our club's heart goes out to him. Disappointing.
You believe that the fight back after that time in the second half, the crowd's pretty lean on him once at half time, but the boys really sort of fought it out and looked like they could really get the job done in the last quarter?
Yeah, we fought it out. Gave really strong effort, pressured. What we want is that effort to be standard, though. You know, we don't want to be praising that and making a massive deal of it because it hasn't been there. That effort needs to be the standard going forward, and we shouldn't be applauding it too greatly because I think it needs to be the standard.
John, were the players aware? I assume they're aware that what happened to Chris, it was probably an ACL. And what effect did that have on them in the course of the game? Were they galvanised by it? Were they just intent on the game and really didn't?
Yeah, it wasn't discussed during the game at all. We obviously weren't sure, feared for the worst. I'd be having a guess if I tried to guess what the players thought. I'm not sure.
You told them just a moment ago in the room in there, what was the response? I suppose there's not much they can say.
Yeah, they're pretty flat. Yeah. They're pretty flat. And as you would be. Chris Judd walks into this place and sets an amazing standard in terms of professionalism and they're pretty flat.
What do you think is in your time at Carlton? What's one of the things that, sorry to bring it back to Chris, but obviously feel like something more. What do you think you'll remember about Chris above all?
Just the little things. The champions that I've played with or touched through coaching are the guys that just do the little things really well and they add up. You know, it's professional to the nine. His ability in situations when required to will himself into contest, to will himself, to run and work, and he's a champion of the game.
We saw that early on when he gets the first handball out to get the first goal, and then obviously the mark that he took when it happened. That's what you're talking about in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, and he'd had the week off, energised him, I think, a little bit, and so there's a bit of spark there, and.
Will you speak to him tonight, or leave that till the dust settles a little bit in regard to that?
Yeah, I'll try and touch base with Chris tonight.
Do you have any indication as to his mindset in the immediate aftermath?
No.
Obviously, could be his final game, given where he's at. I mean, injury doesn't
spare the champions, does it? I don't think we probably need or want to be too rash with decisions we make about Chris at the moment. We'll get the full information from the doctors, and they'll go through that. He's a champion. He'll make his decision on what he wants to do.
Just on Mark Murphy, outstanding game. Just seemed to be freed up a little bit today. How pleased were you with his performance?
Captain's effort, like just willed himself into contest, willed himself to run back and defend, willed himself forward to give us an extra number at times. He was enormous. And, you know, we talk about what we want to stand for as a club and in terms of that pressure and what that effort looks like. He brought that in spades as well. So he led from the front.
How do you go about making that effort your baseline for the rest of the season?
Well, the leader's been really strong on driving that and if Murph led the way into today, they've verbalised it through the week. It's quite clear from our point of view exactly what's required in terms of if we want to grow this club and if we want to grow into a good team, then they've got a very good understanding right now that base effort needs to be there week in, week out.
Patrick Cripps
hamstring injury late? Do you know
the extent of that? We're hopeful it's just cramp. He was cramping. We're hopeful it's just cramp. Young player, played some really good games over the last few weeks. That continuity, and again, another one of our midfielders who really willed themselves out of today.
Aston Cruiser back out there, getting his hands on the ball. The spokesman a moment ago was really excited going forward. How pleased were you that you could get so much of it today and be a part of it?
Yeah, well, they're the little wins that we're looking for at the moment, and he's one of them. You know, he's had a really tough time of it in the last couple of years, and just we made sure we were really careful with the way we brought him back in so that when he did get his opportunity out here, he could make the most of it and he could help the team. So, and he did today. How good's his contest? He rips in, and when he launches at the ball, and the Carlton fans today, they came in voice. So didn't need to watch to know the Cruiser was coming near the ball because they really got around him.
Did people forget how good a player he is at his top level?
We don't.
No, not internally, but externally.
Maybe. Oh, I'm not sure. But he's a very good player, and we're going to give him every opportunity to keep growing.
Zach Tui's game on EBEX today. What do you make of that?
Zach Tui's just dogged, and you know, another really good story for us. He's he had his first child last year, and that probably had him off the bit a bit, but he's been really determined this year to get back on track. He's played some really good footy for us, really dour, and thought he did a really good job on Eddie today.
John, what happened with the White matchup at the end?
It was disappointing. We didn't get that right from a bench rotation point of view. We'll review that. That was costly.
Just the bye, I mean, did it give you an opportunity to perhaps catch your breath and recalibrate, I guess, some goals and how you're going to go about the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it does come at a very good time. We, as you've talked about, we gave good effort, really strong pressure at the right time. But our decision-making, our ball use, our composure, they're the things that we really need to work on going forward, because we had a lot of opportunities today that we just didn't quite get right. And, you know, as long as the effort's there, we can actually build our game and grow our game, and the next 2 weeks will help us do that.
Last one. No, touched on Jody, but I mean, if you are without him going ahead now, I mean, how do you move forward without him? I mean, he's been such a massive part of the club.
You're enjoying Jaddy, aren't you? We love him. And we'll make all those decisions in the right time.
Thanks, John.